The role of women in the priesthood is still considered a taboo topic at the highest levels of the Catholic Church. What is the Church afraid of?
We all go to church, we go to Mass, but that Our Lady wasn't in the, you know. No, the women nowadays, I don't know, they've gone out. I've just been into Mass there now. I try to go to Mass every day.
You try to go every day?
I do. Well, yes, as I had a fall there a while ago, so I'm not able to go in every day. No, Our Lady wasn't a priest. The 12 apostles were men. I have no problem. Certainly, them helping in the church, which a number of them do, as you know, particularly on a Sunday morning, they helped distribute the Holy Communion and that. There's lots of things we can do. I have no problem with being a woman. A woman, I think nowadays, they've gone nuts.
You think they've gone nuts?
I don't think they should be priests and the way they're going on. No, I've no problem.
I'm Paul McGuinness. I'm one of the producers of Riviera.
For you, I suppose, going from, you know, managing you two for many, many years. How many years?
35 years. Not the same as rock and roll, but I'm enjoying it greatly.
And I want to ask you about women in the church and the glass ceiling. I mean, obviously, rock and roll, you could say, is the new Jesus Christ, the new God. Some people have compared you two to God. But should women be allowed to become priests? Should they be treated as equal?
Yeah, I think women, of course women are equal, and maybe the Catholic Church is a little behind the times.
Still very, very dated. The whole system is. It needs a complete change. The whole Catholic Church does. I don't really believe in Catholicism anymore.
Yeah, I think it's just a hugely patriarchal system, and that there's women have almost no rights there at all, and that it absolutely should change. I don't see why it hasn't already, because, you know, lots of other systems have changed and this just hasn't seemed to.
You're in your early 20s. Do you still go to church?
No, I don't.
When did you stop?
I stopped probably in my mid-teens. I think my whole family kind of stopped going, and then we never really went back.
And do you think, in a way, the church has been replaced with perhaps music? I bumped into U2's ex-manager there. You're holding an actual amplifier. You like music. Is music the new God?
The new God.
Or the new church?
I don't know if it's the new church. Yeah. I'm sure, I definitely think music is a big part of a lot of people, especially young people's lives. Yeah, definitely.
We're standing outside a church. You're not tempted to go in and say a prayer?
I'm not, no. I mean, do you know what? The church is very, it's a relaxing, safe space if you want to get a clear state of mind, but there's also other places for that. But no, I wouldn't really want to go in.
You're 18 years of age. For you, do you go to church still?
Like for family occasions and things.
Do you think women should have a greater role in the church?
If you want to be, you should be, like, have that option, yeah.
So if you wanted to become a priest, you should be allowed to?
Yeah, I think so, definitely.
I'm an atheist.
Did you ever believe in God?
Oh, I was raised atheist. My dad's Muslim and my mum's raised Christian, but she's an atheist and raised me an atheist.
So you were raised an atheist?
Yeah.
And do you ever walk into a church of any particular religion?
Like, I've gone for, like, christenings and stuff, but, like, I wouldn't go, like, every Sunday or anything.
And do you have any interest?
No, not really. If you believe in it, like, you should have the same opportunities as men. Like, there's no reason that they shouldn't.
I have seen, I guess, where is it, in Protestant churches, like, there are more women
involved.
Yes,
you can become a bishop.
Yeah, so considering myself agnostic now, but when I was, I guess, more involved, I did kind of notice that difference.
And how old are you?
I'm 19.
Do you still go to church?
No.
When did you stop?
I think around 13, once I got into secondary school.
Josepha Madigan, the culture minister, last night made a major speech about women in the church and how there is a glass ceiling. For you, do you think the Catholic Church is open for women to go up the ladder?
It doesn't seem likely, but I agree with Josepha. She's dead right, but I think it's too late, because Mary Daly, who was a feminist theologian in Boston, in one of those colleges in America, she said years ago women will leave the church behind.
Leave it behind and, yeah, like, perhaps set up their own church or do their own thing?
Well, not even subscribe to it. Say your own prayers and just be independent. Well, I found magazines left behind by a friend called Woman Spirit, and I discovered, you know, all the statues and everything else of female goddesses. And they were thrown into the Nile, and that's the attitude to females. So
you think?
Flick it away.
Thrown into
and
the Nile.
Do your thing. Yeah.
Even though that so many women up and down the country, both sides of the border, keep churches open, they do so much behind the scenes. Do you think Rome will change their attitude Do you think they will finally go up the ladder, perhaps become priests, bishops, even the Pope?
Well, I think people will have to change, but when you see the people going into the church, it's usually women. I mean, men, you know, whoever invented the patriarchy, women are the ones who are mostly implementing it, and nobody is happy.
So what should happen?
I saw a poster there recently, the future is secular. No, it's not. The future is spiritual. We're all spiritual beings. We don't need organizations to tell us what to do. The Native Americans, the American Indians and the Aboriginals, they had their own spirituality totally independently from their ancestors. I think if you forget the ancestors, you know, you're forgetting yourself. We had a Celtic spirituality thriving here for years, and then the church came in and the old church was fine, but once they start putting a man on a pedestal, that's the problem. And the church then, you know, and lots of churches around the world suppress women. And, you know, you can't suppress half the population without having, you know, then you have war and everything else. So it's not just about religion, it's about spirituality and being kind, and we don't need churches for that.
I do think, I believe in that. I think it is a good idea. Otherwise, I don't know what's going to happen to the church.
Do you still go to church?
Oh, I do. I try to go every day.
You try and go every day?
Yeah.
So Monday to Friday or right through 7 days?
Right through if I can.
So you have a strong faith?
I have, yeah. I always have.
And why do you have a strong faith? Has God been good to you?
Well, he has. And I just believe. I just believe in there is something there. And I believe it's good to do that, to pray. And you can have a lot of rewards. I feel it does me good.
And what can the church do to make women feel more involved, to feel equal?
I just don't know. I just don't know. And I can't understand why they can't see the problem, you know, because there honestly is a problem.
So you have a strong faith. You love Jesus and Jesus loves you. You go to church every day.
Yeah.
If, you know, the priest stood up and said, look, we've just heard from the Vatican, women can become priests, and you can be like us, like the men. How would that make you feel? And would that day happen in your lifetime?
I'd love to see it happening. I feel I wouldn't be, maybe it would be too much for me, but I would take something less, you know, to help out. I would help out, but I wouldn't be like the priest or the whatever.
And do you help at the moment?
I did for so many years. I cleaned in the church free, but I didn't do anything else, you
so
know.
So you cleaned? And
I just pray a lot, you
and
know.
How did that make you feel, the fact that the male priests or the hierarchy got the women to clean? I mean, it doesn't look good on paper, does it?
Well, I know, but there was a friend of mine asked me, and I just said, you know, I'll go along with her. I felt, you know, what is it, a half an hour, maybe every couple of weeks, so it wasn't too bad.
So you still have your faith, you still go to church every day, but you're frustrated.
I am. I think, and I'm sure there's many more like me.
Because it's women like you across the nation that are keeping the Catholic Church alive.
Yes,
young people
yes.
have stopped going.
That's
men
right.
Men are mainly in the bookies.
That's right, because of the history of, I don't want to go into it.
Because of the institutional
yes.
abuse.
Yeah. Yes, I do think if women were there, that wouldn't be happening.
I'd be a nephew who has three auntie-nuns, so religion has always been a very strong part of our family growing up. There wasn't really a major divide between male versus female, because I suppose the biggest impact I had from anyone who was someone who I looked up to would have been a female.
So you had three auntie-nuns, so basically three of your dad's sisters became nuns,
and it was always the case where, you know, the family is good, you know, we have a brother, a priest, a sister, a nun. That was how we were raised and a doctor maybe as well thrown in, so yes, it's always been, there was more of a female dominated sort of religious side.
And your auntie nuns, do they feel frustrated with the church? Do they feel that perhaps one day they might feel equal, they'll break through a glass ceiling?
I don't think they would let it bother them too much. If they did, I think they'd find it hard to get up every single day.
I think Josefa is absolutely right. Women are the backbone of the church as it is, as it stands, but they don't get any recognition, and they don't play any meaning role from the perspective, from the boss down. They don't get the full acknowledgement, and they don't get the satisfaction of being part of the sacrament of Mass. but they do. I mean, if you go into any church around the country, you'll see the women cleaning, putting the flowers in and coordinating all the parishioners for funerals, christenings and all of that.
So they're doing all the
They're doing the work.
Work.
They're doing the donkey work. Yeah, I think Josefa is right. She, when she said that yesterday.
Do you still go to church?
Randomly. I'd like to see the Pope come out and just apologise for all the wrongdoing by the church down through the years.